On the show today, we have NCUA's Monica Davey talking about the diversity status in today's credit union, so check it out. About a very important topic today, diversity in today's credit unions. But before we get into that, I want to kind of introduce you to a lot of folks out there who may not know who you are. And there's probably only maybe one or two out there, but can you tell us
more?
Exactly. Well, maybe a couple. But what is your position at the NCUA, and then what are your goals when it comes to diversity in our industry?
Sure. So my title is Director of the Office of Minority and Women Inclusion.
Okay.
It was an office that was created in all of the financial regulatory agencies under Dodd-Frank.
Okay.
And the responsibility of the office is to we're in charge of diversity and inclusion within the credit union industry, mm-hmm. diversity and inclusion within the agency itself.
All right.
And diversity of the vendors that we do business with.
Oh,
ensuring
really?
That the vendors that we do business with, that we increase the number of minority and women-owned businesses.
Wow, I didn't know it reached out that far. Okay, wow. Well, good for you guys. Well done. I had no idea about that. So, I mean, what's the diversity situation in credit unions today? What's our status? What are we doing out there?
So, you know, I like to start any of these conversations with a conversation about the business case for diversity.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And there's been tons and tons of research around this area of diversity and inclusion. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to make what we call a business case for it. When you talk about diversifying your funds, right, nobody, you don't have to hire somebody in my role to tell you that it's important to diversify your
right.
investment.
Yeah.
Right? Or when it comes to something like biodiversity, we all get the fact that we need a whole bunch of different things in our ecosystem to make our ecosystem work.
Correct.
But for some reason, when it comes to diversity of people, mm-hmm. right, we mm-hmm. have to create a business case. So I'm aware of that, and I like to start any conversation, whether it's about diversity within NCUA, diversity within the industry, or even supplier diversity, with the whole business case concept. It's undeniable. The research out there has been going on for the past 15 years, mm-hmm. right, that it tells us that more diverse teams, organizations, businesses outperform less diverse teams.
I get that.
Tons of research out
totally
there, right?
It. Yeah.
The more diversity of thought that you have, you're going to get to better business outcomes.
Indeed.
You're going to get to more innovative solutions. But there's tons of research out there now that tells us that diversity also impacts the bottom line. That organizations that have more diverse boards, that have women at the top of their leadership team, mm-hmm. or at least in executive positions, mm-hmm. that those organizations actually saw an increase in revenue, right? So that, you know, it's very important for us to understand from the credit union industry perspective that diversity in the board, diversity of employees and management, and even thinking about diversity of your membership,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
What markets within your field of membership are untapped that you can tap into mm-hmm. to increase membership, and that will also then translate to your bottom line?
Love it.
So one of the issues that we have as far as what's diversity like within the credit union industry is we don't have a lot of information about it. Therefore, we've come up with this assessment tool.
Okay.
So that credit unions can tell us what's going on in their space around diversity.
Okay.
The credit unions that have more than 100 employees in size actually have a requirement to submit what we call an EEO-1 report to the EEOC every year.
Mm-hmm.
We found, however, that not everybody submits reliable information in that way. But based on that information, and the latest that we have is from September 2014, the industry itself is diverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So employees within the credit union system, based on those credit unions that have submitted those reports, we know that 69.4% of the employees are white, 9.8% of those employees are African American, 12.3% mm-hmm. are Hispanic, mm-hmm. and 6.1% Asian. The issue then comes with those who are in executive or senior level positions.
Okay.
Think, right, if
right,
that
right.
number is 69% white of employees, that we would somehow have somewhat of a corresponding match in leadership positions.
Right.
The data tells us that 88% of those executives and senior managers are white.
Wow, so 20% difference. Yeah.
That's right. And then most importantly, when you start looking at your board of directors, you see something that's even worse than that. So that's the current state.
Okay.
And therefore, reason why we're doing what we're doing, to ask credit unions to look at the diversity they have and report back to us so we can just have better data on how to report on this.
Yeah, because that data is like 2 years old. So, I mean, we gotta get some new stuff in. They got to get some. Hey, we're all talking about big data these days. So why not with your staff and industry wide with people? So why not? So,
right.
So I mean, you actually really alluded to it in the beginning. Is like, why is diversity so important for credit unions? Sounds like it really affects the bottom line positively. And within the study that you had, there was a Harvard Business Review article, the financial services industry's untapped market. Can you talk about this for a second for folks who, I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there who may not realize what this is, and if you can just address that for a second?
Absolutely. There's a large segment within our communities that we consider untapped, right? So you have the underserved, the unbanked, or the underbanked, right?
Right.
There are plenty of people within the field of membership or within the credit union community that just don't have access to financial services. And if we just thought more broadly about what we can offer to those particular communities,
right,
then we can bring those individuals into our credit unions. It would then increase the amount of loans that we can give, right? That's then going to have to translate into the credit union's earnings.
Mm-hmm.
In today's climate, when we have small credit unions that are shrinking, we have credit unions that are merging, we have a smaller number of credit unions, we have to think about how we can reach more people.
Right.
And you think about those individuals who are, we call the untapped, those who do not have a financial institution that provide them services, then those are people that we can bring into our credit unions that will cause our credit unions to grow.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So, I mean, so what can credit unions do in this area to kind of check their diversity status? Because you gave some stats that are 2 years old, unfortunately. So what can they do right now to check their diversity status and then update us all and have it spread throughout their organization, throughout the industry, everything?
Okay, so I'm going to use this as a plug for our credit union diversity self-assessment checklist that we do back in September. We're asking everyone to give us their responses by the end of November so that each year we can have a baseline as to how the industry is doing with respect to diversity. That checklist actually is a list of best practices, right? And so more than anything, I wish every single credit union will respond to this and give us their responses. But what I care more about is them looking at what they have going on and determining what they can start doing.
Mm-hmm.
So more than anything, I would love for people to take a look at that checklist and say, okay, where can we start? Because a lot of times if credit unions are just in a mode of trying to survive and trying to grow, they're not thinking about diversity. What I want them to do is realize that diversity is actually one of those things that if you thought about it and if you were intentional about building it, that it can actually help your credit union to grow.
Right.
So whether it's looking at the composition of your board of directors, I think we're missing a lot of opportunity, and there's been a lot of research and talk around this, especially when it comes to gender diversity on the board.
Yep.
Look at your board of directors, look at succession planning. Sometimes we have people in these board positions where they don't want to leave, right? They stick around for a long time, and therefore having that diversity or innovative thought on the board of directors, we're missing out on that.
Right.
Having a diversity and inclusion, and I don't want to leave out how important inclusion is, because you can have all the diversity in the world, but if you don't have an inclusive culture where people feel comfortable voicing their opinions, then you're actually going to miss out, right, on the diversity of thought or the talent and the membership. So looking at the board of directors, having a diversity and inclusion policy statement, broadening your recruiting practices, having diversity in your workforce is extremely important, because if you want members to come in and feel like they can trust you as an institution, feel like they want to bring you all of their businesses and actually use you as their sole source for their financial needs, then having someone in that credit union that they can trust, someone like they can relate to, is important. So having our employees actually reflect the community that we're trying to serve is very, very important. So broadening your recruitment practices, making sure that you have a diverse workforce, offering services in different languages, figuring out what your community actually needs is another way that you can make sure that you are tapping into the diversity around you and bringing it into your credit union.
Man, you are echoing the same thing that I don't know if you're familiar with Coopera Consulting. They're Miriam De Dios over there. She says the same. Right. If you want to tap into the Hispanic market, these are the things. And you said the exact same things that she said. I mean, so you.
Let me give you an example. There's one credit union, and I brought an example here, in New Mexico, and it's called Guadalupe Community Credit Union. In the year 2000, they had $30 million in assets and 4,800 members. In 2008, they opened a branch in a Hispanic neighborhood, so they were intentional about doing this.
Yeah.
That year, their assets increased to $70
million. What?
And their membership grew to 8,000.
Wow.
By 2015... they had 138 million in assets and 3,800 members.
Double.
And there may be other things that attributed to their success, right? One of the things that they attribute to their success is they were intentional about reaching out into a particular untapped market.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed them, as you can see from the numbers, to way more than triple the numbers of membership, as well as their asset size.
That's a cool little case study right there. That's proof in the pudding right there. Pretty quickly. Very cool. So what advice do you have for credit unions to kind of up their game in this department? Obviously, take a good look at yourself, take a good look at the board, all this type of stuff that you just said. Is there any kind of final advice that you want to give to credit unions out there?
I mean, I think that we really need to make sure that those who are at the top, because it really starts at the top, right? Mm-hmm. So you're looking at your board. I think that if a credit union will start with their board of directors and really get people to understand the value of diversity. I can't repeat that enough, because a lot of people, they do it because, okay, Dodd-Frank says NCUA is going to be assessing you on it, or you feel like it's the right moral thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it really just makes good business sense.
Yeah.
So if you can get your board of directors having conversations about diversity and the value of diversity and how it's really going to impact their bottom line, it's going to challenge them. And, you know, I've been through some training lately where diversity is not always comfortable. Right.
Yeah.
We are much more comfortable around people that look like us and think like us.
Yeah.
But you can be committed to intentionally surrounding yourself with people who don't think like you or look like you. You're bound to come out with a better product.
No, your mind opens. You expand your horizon, so to speak.
That's right. And that's something that we're doing here at NCUA. We're having a conversation at the leadership level to make sure that we have leadership support around the fact that diversity is critically important. And it can't just be about diversity, remember. It's also about inclusion.
Yep.
And you have to be intentionally inclusive.
Okay.
I like to say that if you're not intentionally inclusive, you're going to unintentionally exclude. So I think that just having the board of directors to start having that conversation and to make sure that they commit at the top to diversity, and then allow it to trickle down. Have that diversity and inclusion statement every year where you're messaging not only to your employees, but to the community that you serve, that this is something that you value.
Mm-hmm.
You see it as a strategic business imperative, and actually holding people accountable for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not just talking about it, but holding those who are in leadership positions, who are making decisions, making sure that they are held accountable.
Wow, Monica, that is awesome. Awesome.
I never give up an opportunity to talk about this. As you can see, I'm extremely passionate about it.
You are a little bit, yeah. A little bit. Hey, before you go, can you give us, where can folks go and access this assessment tool for this type? I assume it's somewhere on the NCUA website and they can get to it pretty quickly?
Go to NCUA's website at ncua.gov.
Mm-hmm.
We have a page dedicated to credit union diversity.
Okay.
There's the article that you mentioned, the Harvard Business Law Review article. We did an article ourselves on the business case for credit union diversity. The self-assessment checklist is there. We provided a sample self-assessment checklist so people can see what kind of answers we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that can be found at ncua.gov. And it's on our credit union diversity website.
Excellent. So you have laid out the red carpet for them. So very well done. All right, Monica, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And just extremely valuable information. I mean, like you said, from a business perspective, you know, it's really valuable.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Monica. Let's do this again. All right. This is fun.
Okay. Absolutely.